Good day again. Here are my three things, Isaiah chapter 27 and 28. Number one, just simply on chapter 27, in this chapter, it's talking about the Lord delivering Israel, final deliverance one day. And at the very end of the chapter, he says this, "On that day the Lord will thresh from the flowing river, the Euphrates, to the stream of Egypt, and you Israelites will be gathered by one by one. On that day there will be a very loud blast on a ram's horn, and those who are about to perish in the land of Assyria, together with those who are scattered in the land of Egypt, will come. They will worship the Lord on the holy mountain at Jerusalem." When we read these words, we can't help but think about how other New Testament references, how Jesus talked about the judgment day, his return. New Testament talks about a blast of the trumpet, and angels coming, God's people being gathered one by one, and together those scattered all over the place will come, and they will worship the Lord on his holy mountain, in heaven one day. And so this is kind of talking about a time possibly in history with Israel and Assyria. Assyria is going to go away, and all these things we've talked about before and we've already read. But this has double meaning when you look forward to the end of time, when Christ will return. So that's number one. Number two looks into chapter 28, and you look at verse 15. God says, "You said, we have made a covenant with death, an agreement with the grave. When the punishing whip comes, it will not touch us, for we have made lies our refuge. We've hidden ourselves behind falsehood." You know, when I read this verse, I can't help but think about people's willingness to stay, to believe things that are not true, that the Bible does not say. They take their refuge in things that are not true. They hide behind something that's false gods and false teachings and things that don't point to Christ. And in a sense, they have made a covenant or a contract with death, an agreement with the grave. Not trusting the Lord means that judgment is coming. Chapter 28 really begins a whole new section, or a whole new little section of Isaiah. And as we hear about this covenant of death, we can't help but think, what a waste. And we long for that they would push aside those lies and the refuge that they have made, and trust in the Lord God. And that leads to my number three, the very next verse, a verse quoted by Jesus in the New Testament, Isaiah 28, verse 16. "Therefore, this is what the Lord God says, 'Look, I am laying a stone in Zion as a foundation, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone, to provide a sure foundation. Whoever believes will not be put to shame.'" Jesus is that cornerstone, and Jesus applies this to himself. He is the foundation, a tested, a proven stone that is solid to stand upon, that is solid to build our life upon, and whoever believes in him will not be put to shame, will not experience that death, that second death. They will live forever. Jesus is a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. This is a picture used, we think about all the time, in the hymn, like, "How firm a foundation, how firm a foundation, how, O saints of the Lord, is laid for your faith in his excellent word." Or the hymn, "Christ is our cornerstone, on him alone we build." And so as we think about Christ as our cornerstone, we have not made a covenant with death. Instead, we have life building on Jesus. And certainly there are many, many more things we could think about more in Isaiah 28. And if you have questions, please do ask. I will do my best to answer. And may the Lord bless and keep you today.